It is Sunday Best. It's Neil Atkinson with Robbie O'Neill and Damien Cabana. A little bit of a look back onto Saturday, but not loads. And then a look ahead onto Sunday. But what I want to talk to you about on Saturday's games, insofar as that there was only two, is, Robbie, we were at the Emirates on Wednesday. We played Arsenal four times this season now. I feel in general there's a bit of warmth towards Arsenal that's been knocking around. I was sort of, I don't think it's necessarily in Liverpool's interest for them to get a Champions League place, but I was heartened actually to see that they beat Villa, because they look to me like they're trying to do things the right way, both on and off the pitch. And that's, you know, that's heartening to see.
Yeah, it is. I think it's with one of the things that I was quite, that first half on midweek, like I was sat there thinking we should be putting these to the sword. And obviously, you kind of like, context's key, isn't it? I think a lot of the time with Arsenal, you look at Arsenal over the last 5-6 years and you just kind of like, you remember how much of a joke they've been. And that, you know, the regularity with us is we've been 3-4, yeah. Never break a sweat. So when you see us struggle a bit against them, it kind of makes you go, something's not right here. But you often forget the teams just do improve. And I think one of the teams, like, I think one thing about Arsenal, I think it's really interesting, is I know Mikel Arteta's got, like, his history is like Everton, Man City, but it's absolutely, like, clear as day obvious that they're using Liverpool as a blueprint to kind of inform any success moving forward. That just shows, like, how good a job Jurgen Klopp's done at Liverpool. And I think, like, I genuinely don't think enough's made of how well Klopp has done at Liverpool, considering where he took us from and where we are right now. Like, for us to be competing with Man City, is that's a miracle in itself. But for him to take us to two Champions League finals, like, God knows how many, like, you know, within what was it, 11 millimetres or something on that line of the title in 2019. And then for us to be where we are now, considering what happened last season, I think it's, you know, I don't think enough credit's actually given in the media to Klopp for what he's done. The other thing is, actually, one thing I took heart from Arsenal's result yesterday is I think that game of Villa is absolutely massive for us in a few weeks. And I think knowing that we got the measure of Arsenal the way we did the other night, and seeing Arsenal go there against a team who if we want to win this title, we've got to go to Villa Park and we've got to beat them. That goes without saying. So seeing Arsenal go there yesterday and grind the results out